With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. President Trump signing into law today a new set of regulations for a type of cryptocurrency. The Genius Act sets initial guardrails and some consumer protections for stablecoins, a type of cryptocurrency that is tied to a stable asset like the U.S. dollar. It passed both the Senate and the House with wide bipartisan margins. Congress clearing a $9 billion package of spending cuts to foreign aid and public broadcasting for President Trump's signature, codifying a small portion of DOGE savings.
The Senate amended measure, which restored $400 million to a global AIDS prevention program that the original package had cut, passed the House shortly after midnight through a 216-213 procedural vote that deemed the measure approved without a direct up or down vote. The package, which originated as a request from the White House Office of Management and Budget, represents roughly 5% of the $190 billion in savings DOGE says it has identified. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Well, the Trump administration has agreed to release some education funding to states.
Some frozen grants supporting after-school and summer programs are being released by the Education Department. That decision comes days after 10 Republican senators pushed the Office of Management and Budget to release the funds. The Trump administration held back billions of dollars in grants on July 1st, including $1.3 billion for after-school programs as part of a spending review. Earlier this week, senators emphasized that these programs have bipartisan support and are vital to local communities. High up in Juwanee, Washington.
House Republicans trying to formulate a response to the Trump administration's handling of records in the Jeffrey Epstein case. They ultimately put forward a resolution that carried no legal weight, but added to the growing demand for greater transparency. This is SRN News. In Ireland, abortion is surging.
When abortion advocates led the charge for an amendment to the Constitution in 2018, they promised the procedure would be safe, legal, and rare. But Irish authorities report that since the amendment was adopted, the abortion rate has soared nearly 300%. Ellis Mulroy of the Pro-Life Campaign tells CNA, quote, "It's a truly horrifying figure, and it's the opposite of what senior politicians promised the public would happen 7 years ago." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
New study at West Virginia University finds as Americans begin to turn their backs on organized religion, they are seeking meaning in occult and pagan practices. Some are turning to paranormal and New Age beliefs, including communicating with the dead, predicting the future, and believing one's soul can travel through space or time. And authorities say others are embracing witchcraft and Satanism. This is SRN News. Texas is suing U.S. Masters Swimming, which offers clubs and events for swimmers nationwide. Here's Tayshia Stevens.
The lawsuit filed Thursday takes issue with a previous policy that allowed male athletes to compete in women's races. Earlier this year, there was outrage at an event in San Antonio after a male swimmer won five women's events. Texas AG Ken Paxton called the policy insane and suggested the organization has cowered to radical activists. U.S. Masters Swimming has since updated its rules. A new interim policy allows biological males to race, but they're not eligible to win a medal. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
Well, the average price of a pound of ground beef rose to $6.12 in June. That's up 12% from 1 year ago. Average price of all uncooked beefsteaks rose 8% to $11.49. More details at srnnews.com.